discussion. We move to the next hadith, hadith number 27. وعن أبي يحيى صهيب بن سنان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. أبو يحيى صهيب بن سنان, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, how wonderful is the case of a believer there is good for him in everything, and this applies only to a believer. If prosperity attends him, he expresses gratitude to Allah, and that is good for him. And if adversity befalls him, he endures it patiently, and that is better for him. The explanation of this hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, how wonderful is the case of the believer. So here the Prophet ﷺ is expressing amazement in a favorite way, amazement as being something good, the case of the believer. All of his case is good. And this is applies only to the believer. Then the Prophet ﷺ detailed this goodness. And he said, in أصابته سرا, if prosperity befalls him or attends him, شكر, then he expresses gratitude. And so it is, that is good for him. وإن أصابته ضراء صبر, and if he is touched by an adversity or an adversity befalls him, he endures it patiently. And so it will be good for him, better for him. This is the situation with the believer. Every person, it should be known, when it comes to the pre-decree of Allah, then he is between two situations. Either prosperity or adversity. And people's position regarding these two matters of prosperity and adversity fall into two categories: a believer and a non-believer. Whatever is decreed for the believer, then it is good. Because if it is an adversity, he endures patiently regarding the pre-decrees of Allah, and then he awaits for the ease. He awaits for the ease and the removal of hardship. And that, only that, he anticipates the reward, and so it becomes all good for him. He anticipates the reward, and through this he will attain the reward of the fasting person. And if he is touched by a prosperity, or a prosperity attends him, like for example knowledge, righteous deeds, as well as worldly prosperity like wealth, children, family. He expresses gratitude. He expresses gratitude. How? By being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because expressing gratitude is not just merely by the tongue, by saying Ashkurullah, I thank Allah, I am grateful to Allah. Rather, it is in fact acting in obedience to Allah the Most High. So therefore he expresses gratitude in accordance with this meaning, and so it is good for him. And therefore the two favors are bestowed upon him: the favor of the deen and the favor of the worldly life. The favor of the worldly life is the prosperity. The favor of the deen is the gratitude. This is the situation with the believer. So he is in a good state, whether with adversity or with prosperity. As to the kafir, he is in an evil state if an adversity befalls him. Then he is not patient, but rather he complains and may begin to insult and curse and condemn time and calls for destruction upon himself, and he may even insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek refuge in Allah from this. And if a prosperity attends him, then you don't find him expressing the gratitude to Allah. And so it will be therefore a punishment. It will turn to be a punishment waiting him in the hereafter. Because the kafir does not eat, as we mentioned earlier, any food, nor he drinks anything except that he is held blameworthy for that, meaning held sinful. And this is not applicable with respect to the believer. However, on the disbeliever there is sin. There is sin on that. And if you ask for the evidence is in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, 32. قال الله تعالى قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده والطيبات من الرزق قل هي للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة. And we need to take this now and put it in put these points of benefit. Yes, this is it. There are in the life of this world. Now, who has forbidden the adoration with clause given by Allah, which he has produced for his slave, and the tayyibat, all kinds of halal things of food? They are in the life of this world for those who believe, and exclusively for them on the day of resurrection. Thus we explain the ayat, the Islamic laws, in detail for people who have known. So therefore it is exclusive for the believers, and exclusive for them on the day of resurrection. As to those who don't believe, then it is not. So it will be haram for them, and they will be punished for it on the day of resurrection. So we need to take this now as a point of benefit. We're going to begin this thing, inshallah ta'ala, whenever a point of benefit like this comes, and we're going to give it a title. That the title of this point of benefit is that the kafir is held blameworthy and sinful for everything he eats and drinks, etc. And the evidence is in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 32. Chapter 7, verse 32.
كل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده والطيبات من الرزق قل هي للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة. Say who has forbidden the adoration with clothes given by Allah which he has produced for his slave, of tayyibat, all kinds of halal things of food. Say they are in this life of this world for those who believe, and exclusively for them, the believers on the day of resurrection. The disbelievers will not share them. So the kafir is evil, whether attended by prosperity or touched by a calamity. And the opposite with the believer, he is in a state of goodness. In this hadith, there is incitement on iman, and that the believer is always in a state of goodness. Also, this incites patience during times of hardship and adversity. And this is from the qualities of the believer. So if the believer finds himself during the times of adversity patient and anticipating reward and anticipating the ease, then this is a sign of iman. This is a sign of iman. And if the believer sees otherwise, the opposite, then he should blame himself and should correct his direction and repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. In this hadith, there is also the incitement to give and express gratitude. Because when the person expresses gratitude for a favor bestowed upon him from Allah, then this is a sign of success from Allah. And it will be from the causes that lead to more favors. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ. In Surah Ibrahim 14:7. And this is the second point of benefit. وَإِنْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ. Meaning, gratitude leads to more favors. So when the person is given success, Allah gives him success to make shukr, give gratitude. This is a favor. He needs to offer gratitude one more time for this favor. If he succeeds, then this is another favor which requires a third expressing of gratitude, and so forth. This is because gratitude is really rarely established by people. So if Allah bestows upon you this and helps you on that, then this is success and this is a favor which requires gratitude. New gratitude. However, we are in reality in a state of negligence regarding this. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to awaken our hearts and to correct our deeds. إِنَّهُ جَوَادٌ كَرِيمٌ. He is most generous, most noble. This brings the end of the hadith.